You are listening to the ABS show for Rock and Roll 100FM.com.
Okay, welcome to another podcast. I'm going to cover some of the news today. This is from the MSN out report. McMaster calls Trump dope with the smarts of a kindergarten. Trump Jr. met with men with close ties to the Kremlin. Trump says U.S. will declare North Korea a state of sponsor of terror. Analyst, why Al Franken could be in a lot more trouble now. Charles Manson dies at 83, wild-eyed leader of a murderous crew. 20 things you never knew about Charles Manson. Woman says Franken inappropriately touched her in 2010. New York Times reporter suspended in harassment probe. Brutality. Brutally killed by Charles Manson's father, Sharon Tate becomes the face of victims' rights. Border agent killed and another injured on patrol in Texas. More accuser shares why she went public. A weight has been lifted. 12-year-old taking medical marijuana sues Jeff Sessions and DEA. If he's 12-year-old or she's 12-year-old, I don't know if it's he or she because I'm just reading the headlines. Has no business taking dope anyway. U.S. mime details brutality at hands of Taliban faction. Thanksgiving. Which states will bear the brunt of bad weather? What became of the Manson family? Starbucks is criticized for its holiday cups. Yes, again. Looking back at the shocking Manson family murders. Firefighter Baden Kansen gets special ride from hospital. And those are just some of the headlines on the MSN app. And I'll go over here to Infowars.com. Read some of the headlines there. Let's turn the caps off. Sinovich promises to expose top Democrat accused of sexual harassment tonight. Study debunks feminism. Women still attracted to toxic masculinity. Bezos and Deep State unite. Amazon launches cloud service for CIA. Glenn Thrush, another male feminist, turns out to be a sexual abuser of women. That must be the reporter. Trump should hire a special prosecutor to probe the medical kidnapping of Justina Pilatifer. Leftist parody backfires, pushes Gen Z to conservatism. FBI has not verified Trump dossier. Video. Antifa college instructor attacks conservative students. AI is a boot-stomping only human race, only human face forever. MK Ultra up at a Charles Manson dead at 83. FCC to free internet from Obama's net neutrality rules. Must hear Google's plan to censor the entire earth. Men's Shaving Company attacks toxic masculinity in new ad. Morrissey rages at Merkel. I want Germany to be German. Charles Manson, the eco-warrior who wanted to kill humans to save the earth. Watch live. The spirit of Charles Manson is alive in BLM and Antifa. That is very true, by the way. Antifa and both BLM do the same things that Charles Manson was trying to spark in 1969 with Helter Skelter. Trump effect. U.S. growth forecast on the rise. French Postal Service refuses to deliver to migrant no-go zone, citing danger to staff. Euro crashes with Angela Merkel's fourth term as chancellor in doubt. Bill Clinton still silent about flights on pedophile sex plane. Helter Skelter, cult leader, murderer Charles Manson, dead at 83. Schlitzer, let's all savor the Democrats' Pervgate plan. Illegal aliens killed Border Patrol agent by crushing his inner skull with rock, says NBPC. Did you notice that that headline on the MSN News didn't give any details about that murdered Border Patrol agents? They thought it was too politically incorrect to call out the poor pitiful illegal aliens that crushed his skull. Country singer mocks NFL with song "Take a Knee, My Ass." Marshawn Lynch stands only for Mexican national anthem. College staff call police on student radio host for saying tyranny on the air. What the hell? What a world we live in. SNL rips Al Franken over sexual misconduct allegations. Europe's Merkel, Macron may less popular. Merkel, Macron, and May, less popular than Trump. General in charge of U.S. nukes says he can defy an illegal strike order from Trump. Zimbabwe's Mugabe ousted as country's leader. Bill and Hillary poke fun at Trump in Arkansas talk, as Hillary says that the Donald is obsessed with her. Google launches colossal censorship disinformation campaign under the cover of night. Shock video. WW2 vet calls for help, dies as nurses laugh. Harvey Weinstein had secret hit list of names to quash his sex scandal. LAPD investigates nearly 24 sex crimes cases tied to Hollywood. Russell Simmons and Brett Ratner face new allegations of sexual misconduct. Goldman Sachs says, if you thought 2017 was surprisingly good, just wait for 2018. Censorship. Stone Cold Truth suspended from Twitter after breaking DC news. Man in chicken suit arrested for attacking reporter. Raw video. Antifa gets violent at anti-Trump rally. And that's just some of the headlines for today. And when I be back, or when I come back, when I be back, when I come back, I will cover some other. I see an interesting story here on InfoWars. It just caught my eye. Astonishing footage of UFO breaking up chemtrails. Personally witnessed a UFO litter erasing a chemtrail cloud. Rather nice of them, says witness. And that was Science and Technology. Trump to the biggest loser, Hillary Clinton. Get on with your life. Those are some funny headlines. This is InfoWars is filled with headlines today. I don't know how many of them were from the weekend, but I'm going to close and I'll be right back. And the subtitle of today's Alex Jones Show is Monday, November 20th. Charles Manson writes in hell. Psychotic cult leader Charles Manson died of natural causes yesterday at the age of 83 at the Kern Country's Hospital. Simon Roach will join today's broadcast to discuss the bloody civil war brewing in South Africa. Also, Stefan Molyneux breaks down the state of masculinity in the Western world and more. And that's just the title of the InfoWars show today. So I'll be back in a little bit.
Clang, bang, clang went the big iron door. They put me in a cell with a concrete floor. Nine other men in that cell with me, moaning their fate with destiny. Clang, bang, clang, clang, bang, clang, clang. Early in the morning at the crack of dawn, they wake us to the tune of a bong, bong, bong. People say I'm no good, but they never, never do they say why their world is so mixed up or how it got that way. They all look at me and they frown. Do I really look so strange? If they really dug themselves, I know they'd want to change. Everybody says you're no good, 'cause you don't do like they think you should. Do you expect them? Do you expect you to act like them? Look at them, man, look at the fix they're in. I don't care, I don't care what they say. Just let them sit there and burn. The young might not be so dumb after all. And from the young.
Okay, this is part two to the podcast. Now I'm going to cover the passing of Charles Manson at 83. Now, as a musician, if Charles Manson had made it as a musician, I would have probably added Charles Manson into one of those unique people who created some really crazy and sometimes really funny stuff, and then sometimes really out there stuff. But what he done to those families, those people that he killed in 1969 outrules anything that he did musically. Music-wise, I liked that CD. I played it a lot back in 1997 when I created The World of Madness karaoke recording. It was inspired by Charles Manson and California the movie and Marilyn Manson and Nine Inch Nails, and I covered some songs like Guns N' Roses, Out to Get Me, and stuff like that. I've redid The World of Madness, and it was supposed to come out either sometime next year, or probably the year after, depending on when I get a chance to put out. I may just put it out as singles. I did actual versions of these songs. I can't take the movie clips. I made my own movie clips for it. My own clips from the storyline of The World of Madness. But Sharon Tate's sister, she said she cried and she opened up her Bible and put a rose or a cross or something in it and said a prayer. If he didn't turn around, he's burning in hell right now, or he's meeting the devil. He mocked Jesus a lot. He called himself Jesus Christ and the devil. And he was. Jesus said that if you harm children, they should tie a stone around your neck. And that thing that cut out the baby, under his influence, Sharon Tate begged for that child's life. Just let me live. The baby was due in 1 week. I read an interesting, or seen an interesting video or article or something back years ago about Roman Polanski. And some people thought he might have brought that curse upon him. Now, I don't know if that's true or not. And, I've heard Pastor Peacock preach on that kind of subject. He says it don't work that way. Who knows how karma works or reaping what you sow. Well, Roman Polanski was a child molester, but that still wouldn't justify what these monsters did to Sharon Tate. But I watched that interesting video who thought that put a parallel between what he was doing that very night that Sharon Tate was murdered. That piece of trash, that piece of filth, Roman Polanski. And I'm not making any excuses because Sharon Tate was innocent and these people went in and murdered them. And I'm going to have to be careful with how I say this because I don't want to sound offensive. Like I said, I heard one of the family members say, remember the victims. That's what I'm going to remember first of all, aside of the musical inspirations like Axl Rose covered the Look at Your Game Girl. And I like that too, by the way. That's what introduced me to the Charles Manson music, and I decided to find the actual thing. Marilyn Manson also took a piece of Mechanical Animals. I mean, Mechanical Animal or whatever it was. Something, it was called something. It was, whatever that song was called. And put it in My Monkey. But exactly 20 years to this date of Charles Manson passing, I was finishing touches on my record in the World of Madness, and I had a lot of his clips in there as well. I had some of his clips. I read something very interesting today. Charles Manson actually entered that cult, the Scientology, and when he left, he said, "That's crazier than me. That's crazier than I am." Just imagine being more crazier than Charles Manson. But you know something? I don't think he was really as crazy as he let on. I think it was a bunch of bullcrap. And that's why he was able to see. That's why he was able to see how crazy the Scientology cult was. Because I think his craziness was fake. I think he done it just to get a rise out of people, to scare people. Because the prosecutor that prosecuted him said one time he looked him right in the eyes and he clenched. Because no one else would look him in the eyes because he'd use his eyes as a fear tactic to scare people. Interestingly enough, and I'm sort of glad that it didn't go through after I heard this. Back in 97 when I was doing all that and listening to Charles Manson's music, I tried to write him a letter. They didn't allow him to take mail anymore, and they sent it back. You know something? Years later, I thought, thank God, that's stupid of me. I was a young 20-something-year-old person. And I thought, well, I thought it was interesting to write Charles Manson, but after I heard some of the things I heard, I was glad that letter didn't go through. It got returned, thank God. So that's my take on Charles Manson. One could say that he was the precursor or the prediction of Black Lives Matter and Antifa. Black Lives Matter and Antifa are doing exactly the helter-skelter that Charles Manson talked about. So, this evil that's on our world right now. Charles Manson wanted to do that in 1969. That's what his murders was trying to spark, was the Black Lives Matter's helter-skelter that we're seeing today. And he was, according to the front page there on InfoWars, he was an MKUltra CIA prop. That's what they always said about Charles Manson anyway. So I'm just, his destination, if he didn't turn around and I doubt it, you never know about people, because like I said, I wasn't ever sure about his madness. I thought it was a bunch of baloney. It could have been real. Oh, he was mad, but I don't think he was as crazy as he pretended to be. I think it was all just to get a rise out of people and just to scare people. So even though I did like some of his music, that didn't take away from the Meister. His music did kind of inspire me as a independent artist. Garbage Dump was one of my favorite ones. I picked People Said I'm No Good and Cling Bling Cling to bring into this podcast. There was another one I always liked too. It's All in the Eyes of the Dreamer. And Your Home is Where You're Happy. But I didn't want to really discuss that stuff. But as a musician, I liked it. I don't know if other people would or not. I tend to like rough things. Like, I love the Nirvana demos. But this still didn't take away from what this Meister did to people. He was a Meister. But in his way, it's a sad story in a way. Because his mother didn't want him. And it goes to show, and John Hagee, I've said this in 3 podcasts now, 2 ahead of me, and now this one on the final day of the day after Charles Manson's passing. He preached and he said, "You parents need," he had a whole sermon on it. This was a good sermon by John Hagee. I wished I could find it. He was preaching on how parents, you see, my father didn't love me that well. He would tell people he loved us, but he didn't love us. He was mean to me and my sister, my other sister. We had another sister too. He was good to her. She sees him through a different set of eyes than we do. He was totally mean to us. Now, he'd stand up for us when somebody was picking on us or something like that. But he never was any good. Indeed, my last years of my life, he did nothing but cuss me. And I know this is what they call, they'll say, "You're exposing the darkness and uncovering your father's nakedness. You're going to be cursed." That's not what I'm doing. I still hated to see him die in some ways. I don't have to deal with his hatred anymore. I don't have to deal with his hatefulness, but that left me with a big scar. So in some ways, I know the pain that Charles Manson felt. But on the other hand, I don't see going that direction. Charles Manson didn't have a mother nor a father. I'm not having sympathy for the devil here. I'm just saying. John Hagee's message was, parents, love your children. It says to spare the ride and spoil the child. But it also says, fathers, love your children. That goes for mothers, too. Mothers should love their children. And this woman did not love Charles Manson. She didn't even give him a name. So that was a painful, painful time for me that year, 2016. I mean, 15 to 2016. It took me the full year. I mean, I was angry, and then I was angry about listening to all the lies about what a good man he was, because he was so good, but yet he was terrible to three-fifths of his family. That's 5 of us. But he was mean to three parts of his family. I never did understand. The only thing we could think of is, this is what I think. He didn't want a family. He wanted servants. And we didn't turn out like he wanted us to. So he was mean to us. He belittled us. So I can see the anger that Charles Manson had, but I still don't understand. Well, I guess I can understand because I never went to jail. And thank goodness he was raised in jail. That message that that message that John Hagee done was a very good message to parents. Now, I know at the same time you can still have a bad seed. That seed can be raised up and loved and still turn out to be a serial killer. But if you look back at all the serial killers, they had a mama or a daddy that mistreated them. It still doesn't make an excuse. So hopefully, it's hard to say this, because I know if I was in the shoes of these family people, I'd want justice. But at the same time, the Christian part of me wants me to think, or at least I feel like I should, what God would want us to do is hope that he found Jesus. That's hard to do because even though I'm sort of having trouble doing this podcast because it reminds me of my pain that I had with my father. And I'm one of these people who don't like showing emotion. And I shouldn't really be that way, but I am. I just don't like it. Never did like it. I like that and like I was some kind of robot or something. I don't know why. Like there's a song on one of Marilyn Manson's albums, The Mechanical Animal, or Mechanical Animals, or the one where he's the alien. I used to actually identify with that song. Because I like being digital, acting like I don't have feelings. I do, but I don't like showing them. And this podcast is sort of just discussing the sadness and all this madness. Sad for those people that died. And I know the liberals always like to humanize the person. The monsters. And I'm not doing this here, but I can have some compassion. It's going to be a hard day for God on Judgment Day, I think, because I think at the same time he's going to not want to do this, but he has to do it. He's not going to want to have to say to those people that didn't accept him and didn't accept his plan of salvation. He's going to have to just... You see, I don't really feel that much because I can't sympathize with most criminals. I can't sympathize with most. But when I think about the baby Charles Manson and the little boy Charles Manson, I think back to my childhood, and I didn't figure it out till like I was in my teens. That's when he really started being really bad, the belittling. Well, he did do some things when I thought about it, and I won't go into it because I don't want to tell it publicly. But the scene that, what's his name, done in his movie triggered a memory that I had from a kid. There was a movie that triggered this scene that I had. I'd buried it. My brain had buried it. So it's kind of like you've seen InfoWars put up here. He's writing in hell. Maybe he does deserve to write in hell. But I have to have a little bit of different opinion because at the same time, I don't want to lift this monster up and what he did. And I liked his music. Maybe that's what's wrong with me. Maybe I was brainwashed. I don't know. It's some kind of sadness is over me. Sort of like how that girl cried. Anyways, I'm gonna close. Because like I said, I don't like going where I'm going to this podcast. And I feel bad because I know that I'd be screaming for justice. I wouldn't even probably care about him at all if he'd done something to me. And that poor little baby. You know me, I stand up for abortion. That's why I probably shouldn't have had anything to do with Marilyn Manson. He kind of don't, he supports abortion. But I'm always a live and let live. I'm kind of the old-fashioned liberal. With some conservative, I'm all over the map. You can't even label me. I'm conservative here, liberal there, conservative here, moderate there, extreme here. I don't support radical Islam, and I hope I never find the day that I find some key elements of what I'm feeling right now for an Islamic terrorist, because that would really it'd probably just knock the tar out of me to even sympathize with one of them, because at the end of the day, I can be extreme, I can go one way or the other, but some reason there's just something about the Charles Manson story bothers me. I guess because I was in some ways the same way, not completely. Thank God I was spared. I had a mama that loves me, and I don't know. He might have loved us. I don't know. He might have been something. I have a friend who told me she just thought he might be using tough love, but I don't know because he was just so mean. Thank God he didn't beat me or anything like that. But those emotional scars are just as bad because I found out, I thought about all the stuff. It just came hitting me. It came hitting me and God was good to me. He kept speaking to me. And I still ain't good. I've still messed up a lot of things. I don't really have a life. Of course, that's not his fault. I mean, that's all mine. I don't trust people. I hate even, I may not even put this out. I don't even know. I guess I will, but just saying, people can think of me what they want to think of me. I'm just being honest here, just having a conversation. Thank you for listening. APFNS on Twitter.
Thank you for listening to the APS show on rockandroll100fm.com. The Duck. Quack. 2017 All Rights Reserved.